We're going to take our next call from Joanna. She's calling from Montreal. Joanna, it's nice to have you on the program.
Oh, thank you, Father Evan. It's very nice to hear from you. I've been listening to your podcasts on your website on Saint Spiridon.
Right.
And on the lectures of Matthew. And I had a question which was the same as maybe the second caller previously about faith and works. But I guess you answered questions. So I want to do a follow-up question in about the works of the 10 virgins. And you gave a very wonderful explanation about the oil and the lack of the oil and what it meant and how people might misunderstand the way the five virgins didn't give the oil to the other five virgins.
Correct.
And I thought maybe you could explain that, and I think a lot of people would be able to understand it better, because I was always confused, like, why wouldn't they do that?
So you're referencing the parable of the five wise and the five foolish virgins. You know, unfortunately, Joanna, in many churches now, we just simply call it the parable of the 10 virgins. And, you know, the church would say that's probably not the correct way to title this parable, but rather we should make the distinction between the five wise and the five foolish, because that's the distinction that the Lord himself makes in the parable. Now, the point you're making is about the five wise and their decision not to share some of their oil with the foolish. And in fact, I've heard a sermon by someone who stated that he thought it was rather unchristian of these five wise virgins not to share their oil. And I think, like the first caller this evening regarding the parable of the unjust steward, you got to take a little time with this parable to sort it out. As I've said in the past, this parable that speaks of oil and mercy, and it is connected to this question we received about faith and works, the reality is within the parable, some of the virgins, five of them, have brought with themselves extra oil. And the Greek word is eleon. And the word in Greek for mercy is eleos. So you can hear the similarity. They're connected. And the reason the five wise can't share their oil with the foolish is because during your lifetime, as you serve the Lord, those acts of mercy are yours. And they can't be given to someone else. And so the five wise tell the foolish, you're going to have to go into the marketplace, do business. And so they leave, and while they're away, the bridegroom comes. So I think, you know, this is expanding on this idea of what does it mean to enter into the Christian life and to serve the Lord. And in this parable, we learn that it does require a response. If you take this parable and connect it to what comes very close to it, the parable of the Last Judgment, the Lord describes his coming again, and he separates the sheep from the flock, or the sheep from the goats within the flock. And those that are of the sheep or of the goats, what is the criteria for their entrance into the kingdom? Do you recall?
Mercy.
Basically, mercy. Good answer. It's, have you fed the hungry? Have you given drink to the thirsty? Yeah. Have you clothed the naked? He doesn't say, did you think good thoughts?
Mm-hmm. So and that is dealing with works.
It is dealing with works. It's based in our faith. And keep in mind that when he says to the righteous that they've done these things, their response is, when? In a sense, what we're saying is salvation isn't transactional, it's transformational. The people who are working and sharing their acts of mercy aren't aware of it. they've become merciful. So it's not as if they're trying to do something to earn favor, get themselves into the kingdom. They've simply internalized and been transformed by the Lord and become so ingrained and part of the acts of mercy that they don't even recognize that they're doing it. Ioana, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
I hope you call again. We're going to